Popcorn's done. Are you ready for the movie, honey? I am too. Oh, it's been a while since we've had a night to ourselves, and I will be taking full advantage of it. Let's get snuggled up here. Are you comfy, honeybee? Me too. Ah, you're so warm. Oh, I really needed this. You're like my drug or something. I seriously can't live without you. Dang it, hon, you've got me addicted. I can't believe you'd do something so terrible. Oh no, I'm sorry, honeybee. That was meant to be a joke. Yeah, we're all good. Sometimes I forget that you don't always catch sarcasm. I love you. Mwah. No, I'm not bored. Just a bit tired is all. Work wasn't kind to me today. No, I'm not in a bad mood or anything. It just took a lot of my energy. Lucky for me, I have the perfect recharge right here. Yeah, I love your hugs too. Now, before we get completely distracted, we should probably play the movie, don't you think? There's no need to apologize, honey. It's really on me for jabbering on about work and stuff. So come on, let's get tonight started.
Let's sing a little song with 8 little words on a rocket ship and lifeless birds. We need your help.
You're alive.
Of course we are, kid. It's much easier to do our jobs.
Are you all right, honeybee?
Get in here, Jason. The galaxy waits for no man.
No, nothing's wrong. It just...
I can't.
It just looks like you're uncomfortable.
When I was your size, I was twice your size. Dr. Fidgel,
you see, I hear you say that you're fine, but your face and voice are telling me otherwise. Here, I think we should put the movie on hold for now. So what's on your mind? No, I'm not upset or anything. I'm just worried. You were acting perfectly happy until just a few moments ago. Why aren't you talking to me, honey? Are you okay? Or, oh, are you feeling nonverbal? All right, that's okay. We can still work this out. Ooh, I got it. I'll just ask some yes or no questions, and I want you to either nod or shake your head. Can you do that for me? Great. Now, please, please be honest with me, sweetie. Is something the matter? Thank you for letting me know. Are you upset about the joke I made earlier? If so, I'm really, really sorry, honey. I really didn't mean to... Oh? Okay, you're not upset about that. So... Was it something I did? No. Then... Are you... afraid of my reaction, if you tell me? Look at me, honey. Look at me. I promise I won't judge you, no matter what the problem is. I swear it. Cross my heart and hope to die, honey. Do you trust me? All right. Well, I don't really know how to figure out what's going on just by asking yes or no questions. Let me think here. No, don't apologize, honeybee. We can work with this. Oh, I got it! Are you able to write out what you're thinking? Alright, oh, here, use my phone. Just, here, let me pull up the Notes app really quick, and here you go, hon. Just let me know what you need from me. Oh, you're ready? Okay, let me see here. Oh, you want a stem? Well, of course you can, honey. I'm not bothered by that. Why do you look so surprised? You're worried it will annoy me? Of course it won't annoy me, sweetie. What kind of crazy talk is that? I mean, I don't know what it's like to be neurodivergent, but I understand why you'd want a stim. I mean, movies can be understimulating, since you're just sitting still and watching something. Or they can be overstimulating, with all the chaos that's happening on screen. So, I get why you might need to do this. Look at me, honeybee. It doesn't have to be direct eye contact, but I want you looking at my face. Please. Please? You need to hear this. I will never, ever, ever be bothered by your stims. If doing them helps you, then that's all that matters. I want you to feel comfortable in this relationship, and that includes making you feel safe enough to stim around me. Do you understand? Can I give you a kiss? I love you, honey. I love you so, 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 so very much. Now, is there a particular stim you want to do? Or... Oh. Oh, you want to... Oh yeah, you can totally rock! Here, let's head over to the rocking chair. And I'll grab your weighted blanket while I'm at it. Actually, before you sit down, I want to ask you something. Can I stim with you? You look like you don't believe me. In that case, I'll repeat myself. Can I stim with you? Of course I'm serious. I mean, you can say no if you want, but I'd like to be able to join you if that's okay. Thank you, hun. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. All right. So, how should we do this? I'll just take a seat in the chair and you can sit on my lap. Does that work for you? Good. Now come here, honeybee. Do you want your weighted blanket on? No, it won't be too much pressure on me. I promise. There we go. How does that feel? Are you nice and comfy? That's good. Great even. Here, I'll just start swaying us back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Is this a good speed? Do you want me to go faster? Slower? All right. Let me know if anything changes, okay? Thank you for trusting me enough to let me join you, honey. I can't imagine that was easy. I remember the stories you told me about how other people make fun of you for showing this side of yourself, and how you have to mask yourself when you're out in public. I'm so sorry that those people made you feel that way. It's not fair that you're expected to hide who you are just because other people refuse to understand. But I want you to know that you can always stim around me. And if you ever want me to join in, don't be afraid to ask. I'd be happy to. I mean, if I get to spend time with you, then that's all that matters to me. Of course I mean it. This is a part of who you are. It wouldn't be fair if I told you to hold this stuff in when it affects your life so much. So if you ever want to stim, info dump about your special interests, carry around a comfort item, or whatever you like to do that other people make fun of you for or have made fun of you for in the past, feel free. You don't have to hide it from me. Hell, you don't have to hide anything from me. Of course. I love you so much, honeybee. I love you so much. Hey, looks like someone's getting their voice back. Are you feeling any better? Good. No, you didn't ruin movie night at all, honey. In fact, we can watch it right here if you want. I mean, we might have to take a couple breaks in between so my legs don't fall asleep underneath you, but I don't really mind. If you're happy like this, then I'm happy like this. I love you too, honey. I love you so much. Now then, where were we?
I can't believe you guys are alive.
Of course we are.
Either that or you're daydreaming. That's true.